Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unapologetic Wealth: Rewrite Your Money Story from Any Beginning by Marcia Dawood is a personal finance and money psychology book centered on the narratives that shape financial behavior. Rather than beginning with budgeting formulas or investment tactics, it examines the inherited beliefs, emotional patterns, and social expectations that influence how people earn, spend, negotiate, save, and invest. Dawood brings the perspective of an angel investor, an advocate for greater women participation in wealth building. But the book is positioned as an accessible guide for readers at many financial starting points. Its purpose is to help readers identify limiting money stories, reduce guilt and fear around wealth, and build financial confidence through intentional choices. The book is especially relevant for women who may have internalized messages about playing small, avoiding money conversations, or viewing wealth as incompatible with generosity, values, or personal identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inherited money stories are treated as hidden financial operating systems. A central idea in Unapologetic Wealth is that financial decisions are not shaped only by income, education, or access to tools. They are also shaped by stories absorbed from family, culture, and earlier experiences. Dawood frames these stories as quiet rules that can influence whether a person feels permitted to ask for more pay, invest confidently, spend without shame, or imagine wealth as available to them. This focus distinguishes the book from conventional personal finance guides, because it asks readers to examine why certain financial actions feel emotionally difficult, even when they appear rational on paper. The mechanism is practical. Unexamined beliefs create default choices. If a person was taught that money is scarce, that wanting wealth is selfish, or that financial risk is not for people like them, those beliefs can narrow behavior before any spreadsheet is opened. By naming these narratives, the book makes them visible and therefore changeable. The emphasis is not on blaming the past, but on recognizing that inherited messages can be revised when they no longer support present goals. Secondly, money guilt and fear are presented as barriers to purposeful wealth building. The book gives particular attention to guilt, fear, and hesitation around wealth, especially among women. These emotions are not treated as personal weaknesses, but as predictable responses to social messages about what is acceptable, generous, or safe. A reader may save diligently yet resist investing, negotiate poorly despite clear value, or feel uneasy about enjoying financial progress. Dawood positions these reactions as signals that a money story is active beneath the surface. This matters because guilt and fear can produce conservative choices that look responsible, but may limit long-term financial agency. The book does not argue that every risk should be taken or that caution is inherently bad. Instead, it separates thoughtful caution from inherited fear. That distinction is important in personal finance, where emotional discomfort can easily be mistaken for wisdom. By asking readers to locate the source of discomfort, Unapologetic Wealth encourages decisions based on values, evidence, and personal goals rather than automatic self-restraint. Its contribution is to make emotional friction part of the financial planning conversation. Thirdly, financial confidence is framed as a repeated practice rather than a fixed trait. Unapologetic Wealth treats confidence with money as something built through action, reflection, and repetition, not as a personality trait that some people naturally possess. This approach is useful because many readers delay financial decisions until they feel fully ready, informed, or certain. Dawood instead suggests that confidence develops when people take aligned steps despite uncertainty. Examples connected to the book include preparing for salary conversations, examining spending choices, investing in areas that match personal values, or starting more open conversations about money. The reasoning is that small actions provide evidence against old narratives. A reader who once believed they were not good with money can begin to build a different identity by making one clearer, more intentional financial choice at a time. The book therefore shifts the question from how do I become fearless to what practice helps me act responsibly while fear is present. This makes the material more practical than pure affirmation-based money advice because it links mindset change to repeatable behavior and decision-making. Fourthly, wealth is connected to choice, creativity, impact, and values-based investing. Dawood presents wealth not as accumulation for its own sake, but as a tool that can expand choice and enable impact. This is consistent with her broader public work around angel investing and women access to capital. In the context of the book, wealth becomes a means to support the life a reader wants to build, including greater freedom, more intentional giving, values-aligned investing, and the ability to back ideas or communities that matter. This framing is significant because it counters the common tension between wanting financial growth and wanting to remain ethical, generous, or socially aware. The book suggests that wealth can be directed rather than merely possessed. That distinction gives readers a reason to engage with wealth building beyond private security. It also broadens the definition of financial empowerment. Money is not only about avoiding hardship, but also about participating in decisions that shape families, workplaces, businesses, and future opportunities. The book is most distinctive when it ties internal money stories to external participation in economic influence. Lastly, the From Any Beginning premise lowers the barrier to starting financial change. The subtitle signals one of the book's most practical positions: financial rewriting is not reserved for people who are young, wealthy, debt-free, or already sophisticated investors. The phrase "from any beginning" matters because many money stories include a belief that it is too late, that the reader has fallen behind, or that past decisions permanently define future possibilities. Dawood challenges that narrative by emphasizing awareness and next steps rather than perfection or comparison. This does not erase structural realities or imply that every starting point is equal. Instead, it gives readers a framework for acting within their current circumstances without turning shame into paralysis. The book also connects this individual work to generational influence. When a person changes how they talk about money, how they model financial choices, or how they respond to opportunity, those changes can affect children, peers, and communities. In this sense, rewriting a money story is both personal and relational. It changes private decision-making while also interrupting the transmission of limiting financial messages. In conclusion, Unapologetic Wealth is best suited for readers who sense that technical financial advice alone has not resolved their hesitation around money. Women who feel conflicted about earning more, negotiating, investing, or using wealth for influence are likely to find the book especially relevant. It may also benefit readers who are new to investing or financial planning, but want to begin with self-understanding before moving into tactics. The practical benefit is a clearer ability to identify the emotional scripts behind financial behavior and replace automatic limitation with more deliberate choices. The intellectual benefit is its treatment of wealth as a narrative, relational, and values-based subject rather than only a numerical one. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by focusing less on formulas and more on the psychological and cultural roots of financial self-concept. Compared with general money mindset books, it has a more specific connection to women wealth building, salary agency, investing, and economic participation. Its realistic value lies in helping readers prepare themselves to use practical tools more effectively. It does not appear to be a technical manual for portfolio construction or advanced investment strategy. Its strength is earlier in the process, helping readers become willing, clear, and confident enough to build wealth without apology. If you would like to support Marcia Dawood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.